the four-wheel car to help Dr. Sheets to find in the structures.
Y como eso no tiene metal, no tiene vibración, le marcó perfecta la.
And then the investigations begin in 1989 because it was easier with the wooden car.
Salvador opens the lock. These are all in situ. Each of the areas that have been excavated are under a metal roof, and this one has metal walls, so it's very much protected.
According to Dr. Payson Sheets, the archaeologist leading the study, the event would have been deafening, and the magma being spewed forth was 1,000 degrees Celsius. It took a few days for the ash to settle, covering the village as the Mayans left it. From his office at the University of Boulder, Colorado, Dr. Payson Sheets spoke with me on Friday, August 13, 2004. Dr. Sheets has discovered that it was in August that the village was covered by the volcanic ash.
The volcanic ashes came down and buried all of this and gave you the ability to see this snapshot in time, this time frozen.
In a way, it's like a time capsule, although it's not a deliberate one. They certainly didn't want that to happen, of course. But what happened is the volcanic vent